Hi, I'm Kiki.
And I'm Kemi.
And you're listening to
Your Advisors Will See You Now, a podcast that will help you to figure out all of your options for life after high school.
Everyone, welcome back to Your Advisors Will See You Now podcast. This is our After the Degree series. So if you're new here or haven't been here in a long time, After the Degree are just topics that Kemi and I share just post-graduation. So we've had different guests on. We've done a variety of topics. So if you haven't checked them out, please do. It's just relevant to life as a post-college grad, even sometimes post-high school grad, things that we've experienced. So today we're talking about how to take care of your physical and mental health, which super important, obviously. We were just saying before we started recording, it's something that we didn't really think about until probably in the last few years or like last several years. But I know, like, when I just remember I grew up, I was an athlete growing up, and I ate whatever I wanted to because I was like, I'm gonna be on the tennis court for like 4 hours anyway today, so I'm gonna eat. I would go like from like school lunch, I'd have like fries, nuggets, rice. Maybe a few vegetables. I like vegetables, but I ate that at home for sure. But you know, I eating cookies, having ice cream, and then I go to practice.
Right.
But I'm like, I'm gonna burn this off. So who cares? I can't really do that now. Or if I do it, I'm gonna feel it. So
yeah.
It's just, and I think I don't know if it was you and I saying this or I was talking to somebody. It's just, I feel like no one really told us, like, oh, your body is going to start feeling a certain way at a certain age. And maybe they did tell us and I didn't believe them, but I'm like, oh, okay, I get it now.
I remember my coworker, she was an older woman. She was so sweet. Noreen, shout out to you if you ever hear this. I don't know if you will. But she was an older woman, and I was just started working at the first college I started working at. Mm-hmm. I had to be about like 23, 24. And I remember being like, yeah, and we were in a discussion with some other people, like, yeah, make sure you take care of your body now. Like, telling you, it's a good job to do it now so you don't have to worry about maintaining later. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, I was like, oh, that's so sweet. That's cute. But I'm like, I think I'll be fine. Mm-hmm. And she was like, yeah, make sure you drink plenty of water, you know, take care of your skin and all this other stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, yeah. And now I'm like, yeah, I really wish I was doing that. Now that, like you were saying before, even about like eating, I feel like my body could definitely be a dumpster and feel okay and just sleep it off the next day. Yes. But if I were to eat mad junk food, greasy food, I'm totally going to feel that the next day. My face will definitely poof out now too. It's more sensitive to things now than what it was when I was younger. If I have a salty meal the night before, I will see it in my face the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I remember when I was like a little bit younger too, like in my early 20s, like I could have like 2-3 alcoholic bevies, whatever, a night, that's fine. But now I'm like, yo, I'm gonna need one and I'm gonna be good. And I need to have a nice big chug of water after that or I'm gonna be hurting. So it's definitely your body, as it gets older, it does start to change. And I think you're more aware now of the changes of your body. So now you're like, oh man, I feel like I really have to be more proactive now versus like, I really could have been in great shape if I was doing the do before.
Yeah,
but,
for real.
You know,
for real. Because so, I was like, I remember like after I graduated, I was like, okay, I'll go to the gym. It wasn't, you know, I would get on the treadmill and do like a bunch of cardio. Like, I don't even like recall going. No, there was a point I would do like weights and stuff like that. And I liked that I was like going to the gym, you know, lifting weights, doing some cardio. It was like a nice little plan. And I don't know why I stopped that. But I don't know. If you're like me, maybe not like me, actually. As I mentioned in the beginning, like, I grew up very active. And I feel like I feel like now working out is like a punishment. Not a punishment, but that's how I saw it back then. I saw it back then because, you know, it was like I had to be at school at like 6:30 for like workouts before school. Mm-hmm. Then I would go to school and then I said I had to go to practice. So that was my life for several years. Mm-hmm. And I didn't enjoy it. I just did not enjoy working out. It was like, I'm doing it because I have to, but I don't like to. And so I think now, like I said, I've had spurts where I've taken care of my fitness or like been really good about fitness, but it'll be like a year. then I won't work out for like several, you know, for like a while, or like I won't work out like intentionally for a while. So I'm now getting to the point where it's like, okay, I want fitness to be a part of my life, like a habit, because right. we're at an age now where like you have to take care of your joints.
And, yeah. I never thought about my joints till now. Never thought about my joints.
And I'll mention too on here, like, I'm going to say, oh, sorry, I'll be quick, but
yeah, go ahead.
It's like two things. So like senior year of college, I started having like really bad back pain, and I did, or maybe it was junior year, cause I think you were still there actually. But it was like, I'd have really bad back pain, and like it wasn't even that often, but like every like 3 or 4 months, I just like could not move. Like I just like have really bad back pain and just like free, like it would just like lock up. And I just like went through my life for like 10 years, about 8 or 9 years, not really knowing what was wrong. And I would tell doctors, I'd be like, oh, I have back pain. They'd just be like, oh, just take Tylenol, blah, blah, blah. And it got more like, over time, it got more like I'd have these like flare-ups in my body, which I know they're called flare-ups now, but I didn't know at the time what they were. And 2020, which is already a bad year, with COVID, but I just like started having a lot of like health things going on, and found out that I have an autoimmune disorder that year. But it was like I went all this time not knowing. I built up a high pain tolerance over that time because I was just like, well, no one's listening to me, so I just right. dealt with it. But it's like now I know, and this autoimmune disorder affects my joints, so I'm like, oh, you have to take care of your joints now. Like I have to take care of my joints, because I could be really, like, in 20 years, I could be, like, punched over, bones, like, stuck, you know? So I'm like, this is why I have to walking more, lifting weights, because that really does help your bone health. And on to the doctor. I'll get to that point later. You had a point to make, Kimmy.
Yeah, no, just going back to, like, the joints, too, right? It's so weird, because now I feel like I'm in this stage of life where I'm not having like a 5-year plan, but I do like a lot more forecasting, and I'll look at my in-laws, and I think like they're in their 70s, and they are so like limber. They're up and walking. They go walking like almost every day at one of the parks. Like they're always mobile. And then if you look at some people that are their age, some other people their age are not moving. They're really, what is it? Sedentary? So I'm like, I want to be like them when I get older. Exactly. And I want to start thinking like more proactively. I'm like, what kind of vitamins do I need to be taking to improve my bone health? Or what should I be doing every day? I should be moving every single day. And I think too, you know, we're so stuck at our desks sometimes. And I know for me, what was one of the biggest things that I couldn't stand about commuting, because I would commute an hour one way and an hour back, was I would be stuck in that position for 1 hour, kind of like kind of hunched, trying to fix my posture, but my back would be so like tight.
Yeah.
And I'm getting robbed of 2 hours every day. There was barely any time to really get a good workout in versus also maintaining everything else that I had to be done in the house, walking the dog, cooking dinner, getting ready for the next day, doing my hair for the next day. You know, I'm also just drained from the day itself. So that was really tough for me. But you have to be intentional about those things, because it's your body. You're only going to get one body and that's it. So, but I never, you know, when you're young and you're youthful, you always have this idea of it's not going to happen to me, or I don't really have to worry about it. You know, you just have that thought process. So I never thought about that as a kid. And now that I'm older, I'm like, man, I got to make sure I'm taking my multivitamin, or what else should I be taking to make sure that I have good gut health? And, or even like now, especially now that I'm out here, I definitely have to make an intention to drink like, what is it, 3 liters or something of water a day, especially because it's so hot out here. And you need to be drinking that water anyway, y'all. You need to drink water. You need to drink water. And not just juice. You need to drink water, H to the O. So those things are more intentional now, or how much salt I'm taking in, because that's not good for, or like your cholesterol levels. And, you know, those are always things that are in the back of your mind too, because you know you don't want to have any health issues that are especially preventable.
We're still young and youthful, you know. We're not saying like 30s is not young and youthful, but I mean that's 3 decades of pounding your knees on cement you know, running into stuff. You know, I think those things probably just catch up to us as well. But I mean, your body's been around for decades at that point, in your 30s. Yeah, so even like you're saying, like I feel like I've noticed more like food sensitivities over time, you know, things. And maybe it's just the food, because food is different than I think when we were growing up, because people definitely had allergies. I feel like it was, you know, back then it was just like, oh, a peanut allergy or seafood or like shellfish allergy. But now there's so many more allergens out there. I'm not like, I don't have any food allergies, but just sensitive, like you say, like salt, like being more mindful of like your salt intake. Or, you know, I love bread, but it's like, should I eat 5 rolls at Olive Garden? No, probably not.
Right.
It's just kind of like having to discipline yourself, which I'm still working on that for sure.
Me too.
Putting yourself, because you're saying like, yes, when you commute, kind of like, where is the time in my day to go for a walk or to work out? Because you really are burnt out. But I know, like for me, like I do a better time, be a better time manager. Because it's like, I could get up earlier. I could get up earlier before I go to work, or yes, I would love to do, cause I have coworkers that do this. They like, they work out in the middle of the day. I just know for me, I sweat a lot. So, and I don't want to use the work showers. So that's an excuse. I'm like, I don't want to do all that. But you know, even if it's like the end of the day, like I get up at 5 or 5:30, I can go to the gym at like 4 or 4:30. Just make that my last hour of my time at campus, kind of thing. So it's just like learning how to fit in time for things that actually matter. Or, you know, if you're like, you're someone like, I don't have time to make dinner every night. Make enough dinner. Like if you choose a Saturday or Sunday, whatever week, whatever day of the week that works for you, just prep as much as you can, like your breakfast, your lunches, your dinner. So you save so much time. I don't think I follow her, but I saw a lady on YouTube. I see her videos pop up, and I think she's a nurse and she has a family as well. She preps like so much food.
Man.
Her counter would just be like prepped. So, like, we'll just have like different containers. And she said she preps for like the whole entire week, like in that one day. I'm like, oh, I admire that so much. But
me,
you know,
too.
It's just like learning how to do things to save time so that you can do the important things, which is like, yeah, working out, going for a walk, whatever your working out looks like, because everyone's working out will be the same, of course, but whatever you can fit into your day. And even I think they recommend like 30 minutes a day of working out, if like that's at like least, the standard, yeah. Right, at least. Like, yeah. if you're more of like, you're someone that's in the gym more often, you know, you may go longer, or you may go twice a week for like 3 hours. I don't know, whatever time you have, but that's like the at least 30 minutes a day to work out. But it's hard to like find the time, but it's like we have it. Like we have the time. Yeah. It's just like we have to make the time.
Yeah. And it's so funny. And but even going back to like when we were younger, I feel like we had so much more time, you know? Because we went to school, and then we went, like, we didn't have other things to worry about necessarily. Mm-hmm. So it was, you had a little bit more free time. Like, I'm just going to game out, or I'm going to just do this, or I'm just going to hang out with friends. So now when you're older, you have to really, you are in charge of your time, and what's important you have to factor in. So whether it's, especially if you have a family too. So it's really trying to buckle down with like your schedule and what works for you and those kind of things. Something else I was going to talk about too was, I remember like we used to like going back to when we used to dance in college, like we used to dance, like we were fine, no worries, next day fine. If I go out, remember it was in December, my family went down, we met them at a resort in Cancun, and there was like this little like DJ at night, and it was me, Warren, my sister, like we were just dancing. When I tell you the next day, my feet were out. My back was like, girl, you don't do this. So what are you doing? So talk about, I needed some ibuprofen. My sister was a hot mess. She went to, I gave her like my coupon and she went and got a massage too. But yeah, the body wants to be young again, but the body is like, if you ain't staying active and you ain't moving regularly, what made you think that you were going to be okay, girl?
Exactly. Dancing for 3 hours. No, it's true.
Right.
I went to a sweet 16 party a couple weeks ago, and I knew I'm just going to be eating and dancing the whole time. And I had a good time, and I was like, it was worth it. Even mid dancing, my knee was like, oh, what are you doing? You know, like,
it's like, it was, like, girl, yeah, let's not be some common sense.
Yeah, it was a little tweaked, but I was like, I'm still going to be out here dancing. I don't care. It was like, I just love to dance. Kemi's the same way. We love to dance. So, you know, it's worth it. But maybe that's an incentive for us to work out so that, you know, we want to go dancing.
Yeah.
We can keep up and not have to feel like run down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Even like, you know, people are like, I want to go do like those mud runs.
I was just going to say that.
Oh, really? Oh, crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, if you don't train for a mud run, you can't just go out there. It looks fun because it's like, oh, it's an obstacle course. But if you're not training for that, you're not ready.
Right.
Not ready for it.
Oh, my goodness, it seemed fun, though. Man. I know. I feel like for me, though, I can definitely be better with what food I can take in. Like, I can definitely do a better job with that. I feel like I can get down with the meal prep. You know, I slip up a little bit. I like a little sugar every once in a while. I do like sugar. But it's mostly I need to find something that I find entertaining to work out because I hate just sitting on a bike. I need to find something that entertains me or like I want to finish the workout because I hate being 5 minutes in and being like, ugh, I feel like my mind is mentally motivating me the whole time versus I'm not enjoying what I'm doing. So I know for me, I've definitely had to switch things up like on a rotation. Like I'll do, what's it called? Warren has like this thing he subscribes to where it's like Tabata and stuff like that. And you can adjust it to do like legs, full body, fat burn, whatever. So I could do a little bit of that for maybe like a month. And then I'm like, all right, I'm bored. Yeah. And then we have like a little switch. So I'm like, okay, let me do this dance, whatever on the switch so I can get me going or then I get a little bored of that. And I'm like, all right, well, let me go on the exercise bike. And then after, I can at least watch TV on that. So it's like, I feel like for me, I always have to switch. I don't know why I just get so bored easily with doing the same thing over and over again. I don't know. And it's so frustrating. But I have to switch to just stay locked in.
Yeah. No, I'm the same way. And I have a coworker that I saw in the gym the other day. Like I went inside the gym for the first time. I'll work out at home. Like kind of like you, like I'll just do stuff at home because I do get bored as well. But I saw her and Jess actually told me because they used to work together. Jess worked at CP and she was like telling me, she's like, yeah, so-and-so, like she looks so great. Like she's been working out. And I finally saw her because she came back to our job and I saw her and I was like, you look amazing. And she was like, yeah, I just been in the gym. And she was like, and you know, not like she was like, it's not, you can just tell like she works out. I'll just say it that way. And she's like, I just got bored and I started going to the gym. And I was like, I wish I had that.
I wish
like,
that was me.
Yeah.
Cause I'm bored. I'm like, let me make a cake.
I'm about to go eat ice cream after we finish this. Like, you know?
Right.
But no, it's just like, I know someone else too that was like, yeah, I just kind of got into this. But I think with like, cause I'm like you, I kind of get like bored after a while and I have a trainer. And I think for me too, it's like, she's virtual. And so I'm not like in the gym. I'm not going to see her, you know, twice a week. So for me, it's really like, I have to be accountable for myself. Because there's no one saying like, you didn't show up today. Like, where were you? You know? So it's like, I have to be accountable for myself, but I kind of like, she'll give me things. I have like a whole like workout plan to do and it's strength training. Sometimes I get bored and I'm like, well, I want to do this today, or I'll like find a YouTube video that's like a 40-minute lower body workout, and it's still like strength training, but you know, it just seems like it flows a little bit better. I told my trainer, I was like, well, yeah, I did this guy's video, and she was like, okay, like that's good. I told her, I was like, but my back was hurting, so I couldn't do like the whole thing, or like I couldn't do every move. And she was like, okay, well, this is why I give you this is why I give you what I give you, because I'm working with your limitations. And I was like, dang, you're right. You know, so it's like, I'm out here trying to do like my own thing. And I'm like, I'm kind of like, oh, hers is her, like this plan, not her, but like this plan is boring. But she is trying to tell me like, this is what your body can handle right now. Like until you get a little bit more fit, this is what you can do. But I think too, like with strength training, like lifting weights and things like that, I think at first, yes, because I'm still in that phase. Like I've been working with her for like over a year. And I'm seeing results, but I'm also like, this is boring. But yeah, I think there's two things. The gym that I use is the gym at work, and I don't love that gym because it's smaller. And if it's like five people in there, it's crowded.
Right.
So, you know, because it's like not that many machines. And I think because I'm not seeing like the, I'm seeing like a little bit of weight loss results, but I'm not seeing like my body change, like muscles, I would say. And that's all
protein.
Yeah. Well, I could do better. So nutrition.
It's the protein, bro.
It's the protein. It's the, for real. It is for real. But I think with strength training, you, the more you
see. I said bro, results, sorry.
It's the creatine, bro.
Who am I? Is that good? It's the protein. You're
pump
good.
On. I let it slide because I was like, okay, I say bro. But it's a protein. But that's the thing. Like, and sometimes I will say it this way: your health is worth the money.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of like, when I first started with her, I was like cheaping out because she was like, well, you know, we can do working out and nutrition. And I was like, well, I don't want to pay this much money. It was like, it was a big amount to do that, like weekly basis, and like her help me on a weekly basis. So for the first year, I saw results because I hadn't worked out for a long time. And so I think my body was like, oh, we're moving now. Like, let's lose some weight. And then I'm like, I'm kind of like, you know, a little bit of a plateau. She was like, I think if you incorporate nutrition, it'll help you a lot. So that's now like the thing I'm trying to work on, is like the eating right. Like the macros and like calorie tracking, things like that. And it really, like, I think that's a huge difference for sure. I just love sugar and sweets a lot. But I think when I start seeing like everything come together, like the strength training is going well, the eating is going well, and I start seeing like muscles come in, be like, oh, this is all, it's like, and it's not just working, like the aesthetic, but I think a part of working out is like for our joints, of course, but also I want to look good for myself.
You want to see results. Yeah. You want to make sure what you're doing.
Right. Yeah. It's like, you want to see what your body can do.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's what makes it a little bit more interesting to us when we start seeing what we want, like what we want to see. But it's also not for everybody either. Like, lifting weights is not for everybody. And that's like the real deal. But like, it's good that there's so many things. Like, we used to love Zumba. Like, you know, we did Zumba back in the day. We'd be in like colonnades doing Zumba, or Pilates has been something I like too, or just, bikes and rowing, pickleball, tennis, soccer. There's so much out there that you can
do
to take care of your body.
I feel like
that's my tangent. Sorry.
I just wish I could get into cycling, and I can get into cycling. It's just I can't find the right seat for my bum. It hurts.
Girl, oh my gosh.
Too long. I feel like I'm like the only alien here, because I'm like, no one's butt is falling off. How are you finding joy? I'm thinking every pedal. Huh? What'd you say?
Sorry, I'm gonna cut you off. She used to work at the Y, and she was like, so I guess they used to get free classes. And she loved cycling. And she was like, at first, it hurts for a little while. But she was like, the more she did it over like a year or so, it stopped hurting. Like, no matter the seat, it was just like her, I guess, her bum got used to it.
Well, my bum is broken. Because I'm telling you. I'm like, it might just be me. And how does she have like the, I feel like then I get to that place where I'm on the bike. And it's like, I want to get off this bike. And I'm mostly just having this mind battle this whole entire time. And I'm like, have I did 5 minutes? No, you did 10 seconds. Like, oh, come on. My butt's not cold. I hate that so much.
Yeah, Jess and I went to, so this is another plug, like how to kind of vary your workout. Have you heard of ClassPass before?
ClassPass. What is that, like Orange Theory thing?
It's an app. So it's just an app that has like hundreds of gyms. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you can get credits. So like, you might get like 100 credits for the week, or whatever. You can buy them, but we use a free trial. Like over a month period, we went to like a yoga class, went to the step aerobic, like the step, like hip hop step class. So it's just like different things. We went to what else? We went to a cycling class, and so it's just different things. And so you can go to the same ones every week, but if you want to kind of like change it up, you can choose to use your credits at certain places. We did an aerial class that was tragic. It was like aerial, we thought it was going to be like the ones where it's just kind of like you learn how to do the ropes, or how to do the what are they called, the silks, and kind of just like the really like pretty looking things. No, it was like a cardio, like a HIIT class, but using the silks.
Really?
We were not aware. Like, there was a part in the class, like probably 10 minutes into the class, Jess like stepped out and she was gone for like the rest of the class. And I was like, you go. I was like, should I go check on her? She got, I put her on blast, but she got sick.
Oh no.
But it really was like, I think we wear glasses too. It's already, you know, I took them off because I was like, they're falling off. So then I'm trying to like watch the instructor at the front of the class, but my eyes are not really focusing. So I'm like getting dizzy. And so that's what happened to her too. It was just like, it was a hot mess.
Yeah.
Putting you in all types of positions. And she's like, the teacher's like, you can do it. You can put your leg up here. And I'm like, no, I cannot. You know, it was a mess. we'll never go back. But I was going to say too, we did a cycling class like one of those weeks too. And it was the one where your like shoes are like stuck in, like they're like locked into the pedals. And it's like, yeah, you want to get off so bad. Mm-hmm. I'm like, if I get off, I'm not getting back on because I don't know how to get back into the pedals. I guess with the cycling, it's like you have to hold your stamina and your butt too.
Yeah, at the same time.
Those seats hurt. You're right. They really do hurt.
They do. Talking about like classes, so this one place I really did enjoy, and I probably would have kept up with it if it was closer to my house, but it was like almost like a 30-minute drive away from where I was, and it was very expensive. So I was like, I know I'm not going to be able to, and it was just too far. But I really, really enjoyed I Love Kickboxing, and that's like what it's called. Mm-hmm. And it was so fun. And you know what I liked about it too was they would put a song on, they would let it run for 1 minute, change that song again. So literally, I was like, oh, so it was just flowing. Because usually, if I work out and a song is going on, I'm like, dang, this is a long song. I never realized how long it was. But they keep you like, they switch up so much. And that's what I really liked. And it was just fun. And
it does help too.
And that, yeah, they had like good music too to get you going, to like to feel the rhythm with it. That was so fun. If it was closer, I probably would have stuck with that 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
That's the thing too. Like, you don't want to, after you leave work or after a work day, you know, commuting or remote, like, you don't want to drive out half an hour somewhere. Like, you know, you want to be close to home when it's time to like get off work and you want to go to the gym. It's like, you want to be as close to home as possible. So that's why I'm like, let me try to like either find somewhere on my way home. Like, there's Planet Fitness out there. I don't know if I love Planet Fitness though. Like, I want one of those gyms that you see like on Instagram. I know this is like going to sound so bougie, but like the kind of like boutique gyms that everyone in there is like strength training.
Really?
It's not like a, it's kind of like those gyms where it's just meant for strength training. Like, they have cardio things in there too, but it's just like a lot of weight machines, a lot of free weights. That's my ideal gym, but they cost so much money. So like I said, it's worth it to, you know, I think once I finish with my trainer, if I do, or if I get more money one day in the future, I will use her and go find one of these nice gyms. Because that's what I think the atmosphere does help a lot with where you go. You know, the music's playing, or if you have your own music, but just like people minding their business and what you want to use is available to use equipment wise, you know, or people kind of like, you know, we're in here together. It's like, yeah, bro, we're in here to help each other, you know.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
Yeah, exactly. So
get the pumps in.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm looking for. But
yeah, I actually found this near the beach near us because we were just walking one morning, and they have something that's similar to, like, have you heard in Tulum, they have, like, that jungle gym?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's similar to that. And so it's, like, on the sand, and they have all these various, it's all strength, because we can't put no cardio on there. But it's kind of similar to that, where you have all these different mechanisms that do the same thing for weights and stuff like that. And I was like, huh, interesting. I just don't know about, like, working out in the sand. Is that good for the joints? Is that bad for the joint? I don't know. But it looked cool. It looked cool, but the sun out here, and you will die out here. You better open that gym at like 4 a.m, because when the sun comes out, ain't no one trying to go over there. It's too hot.
Yeah, I'm sure. I believe you. But I was going to say, like, another part of health too, I mentioned in the beginning, is like, is your mental health. Mm-hmm. I've never been to a therapist before. I'm sure I need it. And I know I need it, but, you know, taking care of your mental health, whether that's going to a therapist or journaling too. And something I do appreciate about the trainer that I use. So this is a trainer that I happened to be on Instagram one day, like, knowing that I had this autoimmune disorder, I was looking for someone that works with people with autoimmune disorders. And I actually found two. I just chose this one, but she works with me because she also has an autoimmune disorder. And so she knows how to work through that herself. And that's how she helps her clients. But she also does like a lot of mindset work. And that's just, you know, mindset work. Like, I guess for me, I have a lot of, I kind of sabotage myself. I'll be like, oh, you know, I'm doing well. And I'm like, oh, like, I'm, you know, I don't really celebrate wins, things like that. So I'm like, oh, I'm doing well for a little while. But I'm like, something in me is like, no, you're doing too well. Like, stop, you know, it's just like, it's mindset. So she does encourage me to like do affirmations. And I try to find, cause I don't love those, like a lot of affirmations. I try to find, and it's up to whoever is listening, whatever you want to do. But I try to find like biblical affirmations, like ones that are based on the Bible, things like that. But, or even one just to encourage myself, or she'll have me, she wants me to do like meditating again. All these things are however you want to do it. I know for me, I like to do more of like a Christ-centered.
Yeah, me too. I do a little remix.
Yeah, exactly. The remix. But it does help. Like the more you kind of encourage yourself and you're like, oh, I can do it. You see, you'll change your perspective. You know, you're changing your mind about how you view yourself. So whether it's, and I'm not great at this at all, I'll admit, but whether it's like journaling or, like I said, going to a therapist or whatever it is that helps you kind of set, get your mind where it should be.
At ease.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It does.
A healthy outlet.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And that, cause that also, like, your mental health absolutely affects your physical health. Like, they go hand in hand.
Seriously, if I'm in a funk, your mind and your body are it's all together. It's one. So even if it's so funny because I found out that I did like a spiritual fast and then something like negative happened that day. And I was like, man, I'm just going to go eat something. And I was like, geez, I really am an emotional eater. I'm an emotional eater if I'm upset, if I want to celebrate, if I'm bored. And there was no part in my mind that I was like, well, if something negative happened, maybe your butt should go work out to relieve the energy or to relieve that tension. And that actually would have worked, because there's definitely been times where I worked out in the morning and I knew I had a stressful day, but it made it lighter. Or if something happened at work and I was like, oh, I didn't work out yet, it made it lighter and easier to tackle on the day versus it just straining on my mind. So, yeah, I mean, it's all connected. Your mind controls everything else that you do. So it's good to have it does control.
It does. And like, literally, like, you're right. It really does. Like, if you're like, one day, I don't want to go to the gym, like, your body's going to be like, I don't want to go to the gym. And your mind can be too, saying, I don't want to go to the gym. But you have to make your mind, you have to make up your mind to say, we're going to the gym today. It's easy, like you said, it's easy to say, oh, I'm going to go eat something, because I'm the exact same way. If I'm like, if I had a rough day, I'm like, I'm going to come home and eat a whole, you know, eat everything. Not like, you know, not like that, but like, I'm going to eat what I want to eat is basically what I'll say. Not really being mindful of like calories and things like that. But
yeah,
right. I could go for a walk, go work out. Yeah. You know, so it really is like making up your mind to do the thing that's best for you. And I saw something, this is like a more, it was like a sermon I saw the other day. It's like a short clip of it on Instagram. But it was talking about like self-discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you have to discipline yourself to only watch like one episode of a show, like not to binge a show or to not eat the whole pint of ice cream. And it really is a practice to self-discipline. So I know like for you and I, like we're coming from a more like, we're coming from a biblical standpoint. You know, everyone you're listening, we know we all have different belief systems, but that's where I would come from. You know, like I'm disciplining myself for the Lord. But also just discipline in general, like it just helps you to be a more ordered person, I would say.
Yeah.
As well.
And discipline, and let's be honest, y'all, discipline sucks because it's uncomfortable. Yeah. But you cannot go throughout life without any discomfort. It is not promised that this life you're not going to have any form of discomfort. There's always going to be challenges. If you want to have a goal, you got to push yourself to go to it. You got to discipline yourself. You got to do things sometimes that are uncomfortable, step out on faith. You know, there's so many things that you have to do, but that's in order to get where you want to be or achieve a goal. Like that's it, period. You know, I think sometimes we do get so caught up in society that we're like, oh, we'll have like Like, I get in these days too. I'm like, I had a salad and I did a workout. I'm like, oh, did I lose 5 pounds? That's not how it works. It's not instant. You know, it takes time. If things are not instant, I feel like a lot of things in the society were like, oh no, if I'm discomforted right now, like I need to have a quick fix or something quick. And that's just not how it works. And you really can't survive. And if you think that things could easily be solved that quick, you're not going to survive long. Like, yeah. So life is a long refining process. It is what it is. And if we're disciplined today, it's going to be easier. We would have got the task done this month versus like 5 months down the way if we weren't being disciplined enough. Like, there's plenty of times where I'm like, man, if I would have just stuck to this routine, I would have been X amount of pounds down already. Exactly. Then like, if I would have just did it, now it's like 4 months later. And I'm like, what am I doing? I just waste all that time.
Exactly. So, I feel the same.
The uncomfort is worth it. It is. And I'm talking to myself. Right now.
Me too. And I would say this goes back to our episode. We talked about like comparing ourselves to others. So, you know, like you just said, this is a whole journey and everyone's journey is going to look different. So like, you know, we're sharing our tips and I've even mentioned like, oh, I saw on Instagram, but I can't expect to be like that person in their health journey because we're at different points in the health journey. I'm probably a beginner compared to that person who's been doing this for a long time. But I think, you know, if you can pull tidbits from someone, like, great. But you know, we're talking about health and wellness on this episode. So I can't say, you know, I can't go without saying this. Like, talk to a professional. Like, yes, of course, people on Instagram and YouTube, you see their results and they're like, you're like, oh, that's, I want to be like that. But
selling teas.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh, those still exist.
Right. Yeah,
That was crazy. Like that whole thing, people were getting sick off of that. So like that whole tea phase, or what's it called, skinny tea, like that.
There's so many different kinds of teas. Yeah, people like buy this or take this, and it presses your appetite and boosts your metabolism. Like, no, it makes you poop.
a lot. Like, so I would say, you know, whether you're wanting to get into health and fitness, like, go, and even like, you know, talking to Manny, she was talking about how she, that lady on Instagram that,
yeah,
like a self-proclaimed like award-winning therapist, and she had terrible reviews. You know, you have to be really careful about who you're getting information from.
Yeah,
so, you know, if you're trying to get into a fitness journey, find a reputable, results driven
nutritionist,
trainer. Yeah, dietitian, yeah. Nutritionist, trainer, therapist, go to the doctor. That's something I need to work on a lot more, is like going to my doctor, because you, like, we need blood work done. We need to get our physicals, especially, girl, you know, all your life, like not just when you're just because like, oh, you're getting older, just because you need it, because you need it. So
that, you know, blood work important, though. You want to see some real stuff? Get that blood work done.
it tells a lot.
It does. It does.
It tells a lot. And it's like, you'd rather take care of yourself earlier than later. I know my aunt, like, I kind of make fun of her sometimes, because I'm like, anytime anything is like aching on her, she's like, I'm going to the doctor tomorrow. She has her doctors on speed dial. I'm like, because she knows all of them, doesn't meet a stranger. But I'm like, it actually isn't a bad thing, you know?
No.
It's overkill sometimes, but it's like, you'd rather know that you're good.
Yeah.
Or you'd rather know that something's happening, how can I address it now? So I know, you know, especially like in our community, the Black community, people are like, oh, I'll just drink ginger ale. I'll just do something, you know, whatever my grandmother told me. It's like, yes, those remedies, they do work, but we can't be afraid to go to the doctor, you know?
Yeah. You don't want something that's maybe like a numbing agent to just be a numbing agent and not actually curing the sickness, or what else, or it could be an underlying clue of something else that's a bigger problem. So yeah,
exactly. But yeah, that would be the biggest thing. Like I said, I'm going to reiterate it. Find professionals for sure. Like, I know I have a lot of people on YouTube, or I would say a handful on Instagram that I follow, that I'm like, I can tell, and you can just tell who cares about their clients, whether they are a therapist, a trainer, a doctor. Like, they're going to give you legit information. And I'm sure if you went to another trainer or a doctor or a therapist, if they can like align, I'm like, okay, then that means that they probably are well-trained and they have your best interest in mind. Because a lot of people want to make money. That's the thing of the day. The thing of our time is making money, which I get, like, you need money. just finding people that are reputable. Like, do your research, you know, ask people, look at their review, look at their review. That's the biggest thing. Look at their reviews too. But yeah, health, and it's just too important just to not be mindful or like very cognizant of how we take care of ourselves. It's just too important. Like you said, we have one body.
One body, one life.
One body, one life. Take care of it as best as you can. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, everybody. That was an episode of our After the Degree. We have plenty more of these. And basically, it's just, you know, us chit-chatting about life after that degree. Things that we learned in adulthood that was not taught in college. So definitely feel free to rewind or go check out some other episodes that we have. If you have any friends or family that are trying to navigate where they should go after high school, we also have helpful episodes on that as well. Make sure to follow us on our social media on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook, Yaswin Podcast at Yaswin Podcast. Also feel free to send us some email if you have any suggestions for other topics you'd like us to discuss. It will be in the show notes. But until then, we will see you in the next one.
See you.
Bye. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and listening to the latest episode of Your Advisors Will See You Now. Please make sure to follow us on all of our social media pages and check out our website. Take a look at the show notes below.
And please make sure to subscribe and share this podcast. Also, show us some love and please leave a 5-star review. Catch you next time.
See ya.